This is exactly what I thought would be the result of the election. I believed that the yes vote would win, and I thought it would be a close vote. And I think it ended exactly as I thought it would. And I think importantly, you know, unlike other states in the Commonwealth of Virginia, it was up to the voters whether we chose to move forward with redistricting that is temporary, responsive, and for us, preserves our long-term bipartisan redistricting commission.
Initially, you said that you believed that Democrats would be able to essentially do well in the midterms, pick up some of these districts without having to shift the boundaries around and engage in redistricting. Do you still feel that way, or do you have no regrets, in other words, going through this process and now you're out the other end?
Well, so Nick, I think I'm a pretty competitive person, and I think that we should campaign aggressively anywhere and everywhere. And certainly in 2025, you know, I had won the lines of two of the Republican-held congressional districts. So I certainly saw a path towards moving forward on the maps that we previously had. But I think an important thing for people to recognize and consider with the redistricting amendment is, as of right now, we have, before this referendum passed, we have two districts where the vote margin coming out of the 2024 numbers was single digits, right? So the competitive districts, one held by a Republican, one held by a Democrat. After this redistricting, we'll have five congressional districts where the win margin in 2024 was single digits. And so, you know, importantly, what we actually have now are five competitive districts that certainly give a strong opportunity for Democrats to win. But everyone who is running in any of these new districts is going to have to work very, very hard to earn the vote of every last voter, which is really the way that it should be. So to a long way of answering your question, that no, I do not have any regrets, because I do think that we should continue to work to win in under any circumstances. And I know that we can, frankly, particularly given the fact that there is such a need to stand up to the chaos coming out of the Trump administration.
Governor Spanberger, we have WTOP Capitol Hill correspondent Mitchell Miller with us tonight, who covers Capitol Hill, obviously, every single day. He's got a question for you, Mitch.
Well, as a former member of Congress yourself, you know how tight these margins are here in the House. A lot has been talked about in connection with this redistricting effort in Virginia. Do you think this could actually potentially be the margin that determines the balance of power in the House of Representatives?
I actually don't. I think that the win in November on the Democratic side of the aisle will be so substantial that maybe there might be a couple extra seats coming out of Virginia that will be the cherry on top. But no, I think that we absolutely would have won the majority in November, regardless of the steps that Virginia took. Now, I do think it's important that Virginia took these steps to be responsive to what we're seeing in other states. But I think that the Democrats were on path to win and are on path to win, regardless of the results this evening.
We've been talking all evening about the 2020 vote, where Virginians said 65% to 34% that they wanted this process to be bipartisan, essentially have the process be the opposite of what it's about to be in Virginia, which is one party controlling how the boundaries are set. Does that give you reservations when you look back to 2020 and you see that margin? What do you think, Governor Spanberger? Do you think that this is going to be the new normal, that we're going to be moving away from what voters wanted back in 2020?
Well, I think importantly, the short answer is no. And I was a very vocal supporter and continue to be a vocal supporter of the bipartisan redistricting commission that we passed in 2020, which did pass with substantial bipartisan support. And notably, among the things that, you know, voters were voting on in passing that constitutional amendment was the principle that we did not want legislators driving the process, that we wanted a bipartisan commission. And importantly, in putting forth the referendum that would take a temporary and responsive step of doing this one-time redistricting, that yes, the maps were drawn by the legislature, but importantly, the maps were before the people when they went to the polls. And so I do think that long-term, going back to our bipartisan redistricting commission after the 2030 census is essential. Certainly it's central to what it is that we passed with this referendum, which does return us back to that bipartisan redistricting commission. But I think the important steps that that we took in this endeavor by ensuring that the maps were available and ensuring that people understood that this is a point in time responsive act. It was, I think, essential to it passing. And I think that, you know, many people like myself supported and continue to support a bipartisan redistricting commission, but recognize that at this moment in time, the need to take a responsive posture towards what we're seeing from the Trump administration and, frankly, the state legislatures, not people, legislatures that are willing to oblige him. I think that sentiment certainly was the majority opinion in this vote.